We're doing the Tivot Shalom on the Parsha, Parshat Vayechi, and our topic is the blessing of Yosef. Yaakov's blessing to Yosef was singled out and on a much higher level than the blessing to the rest of the tribes. You see, in Yaakov's blessing to Yosef, he tells him, Hashem, who is my force, should help you, and Hashem should bless you. The blessings from above, the blessings from below, the blessings from the one who nursed you, took care of you. The blessings are threefold, the blessings that Yosef gets. He tells him, I give you the blessings of the heavens. He's giving him the highest blessings. He tells you, I give you the blessings to the depths. He's telling you, I bless you from the highest spiritual concepts to the most mundane. He says, I bless you from the compassion of your mother. That's like the blessing of humanity. He says, I give you the blessing that's most spiritual. I give you the blessing of the most mundane. I give you the blessing of humanity. You find the same is true when Moshe blesses the Jewish people. Shedabrachot agdolot biyoter natan liYosef. He gives the greatest blessings to Yosef. Kmo she'amar, you see, when it comes to Yosef, suddenly Moshe's blessing runs like this. Mimeget shamayim, you should have the sweets of heaven. Mital, you should have the dew. Umitehom rovet zetachat, and from the depths below. Umimeget tevot shamesh, and from the sweetness of the sun. Umimeget givot olam, and the sweetness of the hills. Umimeget eretz umloah, you should have the sweetness of all of earth and everything that's on it. Vegam kan nichlal bebirchato betachtim shneim v'shlishiim. You also find in Moshe's blessings that Moshe speaks from high above till down below. It's a threefold blessing. Demimeget shamayim mitale minanim ha-shamayim v'agvohim. He begins by telling him the sweetness of above. He's telling him the heavenly concepts. He says, I bless you from the depths below. He means that's the most mundane. And then he blesses him with the sweetness of all the crops. He's blessing him up above, down below, and in the middle. So we have to understand, why did Yosef specifically get blessings that were so encompassing? You find that that's not enough. Yaakov tells Yosef, your father's blessings are greater than my father's blessings. Right? Yaakov blesses Yosef. So he's telling him, your father, meaning my blessings, are greater than what my father was able to bless me. Yaakov got a blessing that was greater than Avram and Yitzchak's blessings. Yaakov was blessed that he should expand. He should strengthen himself in every direction. Yaakov was told there are no limits to his blessing. So Yaakov got a blessing that's limitless, right? Avram didn't get it. Yitzchak didn't get it. And then Yaakov gives it to Yosef. What about everyone else? Why did Yosef get that? Right? So those are the questions. His first question was, why did Yosef get singled out with blessing? Why did he get a threefold blessing? And thirdly, he says, why did he get the blessing that was unique to Yaakov, the blessing of being limitless? Yeah? Those were the three questions. Od yesh leva'er, umro ben porat Yosef ben porat aleyayin. We also have to understand, why was Yosef blessed to have charm and to be above the evil eye? Upirash Rashi porat milshon chen dainu ben chen v'tzrich biur ma'u inyan ha'madrega shel ben chen u'ma ma'ala b'zeh. Why was Yosef blessed with charm? And what's so good about having charm? U'ma'i sheichuta liYosef davka. Why does Yosef specifically need charm? V'chen tzrich biur ha'lashon ha'miyuchad mimeged. We also have to understand, why is Yosef's blessing always about the sweet things? He should have the sweetness of the sun. He should have the sweetness of the heavens. He should have the sweetness of the depths. We find it repeated over and over again in Moshe's blessing to Yosef. No other tribe gets that. That's a blessing that only Yosef gets. שגם זה צריך ביור המשמעות המיוחדת של הביטוי ממגד ומדוע נמחת בדווקא ליוסף. So we have to understand what's unique about the expression and why is it specified for Yosef. אכן הביור בזה, so the explanation is as follows. דמדרגתו ומידתו של יוסף שהיא מידת יסוד היא המידה הכוללת אשר בה תלויים כל העניינים והשפעות הרוחניים והגשמיים.
We say there are different traits in the world, right? There's a trait called midat ha-yesod, the most fundamental trait, where everything is contingent on that, and it affects everything. It affects everything physically and spiritually.
וכמו שמרומז עניין זה בתחילת עניינו בפרשת חלומותיו.
We see an allusion to this strength of Yosef, that he will be part of the foundation of the Jewish people. In his initial dreams, his first dream says, I had a bundle of wheat that stood up erect, and all of your bundles surrounded mine and bowed to mine. What was he telling him in his first dream? That he would have tremendous influence on their agriculture, on the most mundane level. The second dream, he goes up to the heavens, the sun, the moon, the stars, they're all surrounding me and they're bowing to me. So there he's telling them, in my dream I see that I will influence all of you when it comes to spirituality. He began by talking about the physical world, he went on to the heavens. So he's telling them that in the physical world and the spiritual world, he's supposed to have influence on all of Israel. You see, Yosef is described as the one who gave food to everyone, right? Hu ha-shalit, he's the ruler. Hu ha-mashbir, he's the one that gives food. He's the one that was responsible for the physical and the spiritual. Remember, he told the Egyptians, you all have to circumcise. You want food, you all have to circumcise. So the description is, Hu ha-mashbir lechol am ha-aretz, right? He gave food to all the nation of the land. So one of the interpretations is, lechol am, to all the nation, that were steeped in aretz, that were all physical. There are those people who are just focused on the mundane. Yosef even sustained them. The holy grandfather of Lechowitz said, it says in the Pasuk, Hashem b'tzion gadol, Hashem is great in Zion, and he is exalted over all nations. So he pointed out that the word Tzion has the numeric value of Yosef. Guys, do the math. It's easy. Yud Vav and Yud Vav, Yosef and Tzion. And then Tzadi and Nun is 140. And Yud and Pei is Yud and Samach and Pei, 60 and 80, is also 140. Yeah? Tzion is 156, Tzadi and Nun is 140, and the Yud is 10, 150, and the Vav is 6, 156. Yosef is also 156. So Hashem b'tzion gadol, Hashem is great with that trait of Yosef's, that trait of being the foundation, the sustainer of all. Ve'ita be'Beit Avraham, and the holy work Beit Avraham writes the following. Shekol Yehudi, every Jew, yesh lo min ha-shamayim et kitzvat ha-yisurim she-tzich lisbol. Every Jew has been decided before he's born, how many things will he have to contend with in life? It's predetermined. Umidat ha-tanugim she-ikabel, it's also predetermined how much pleasure he'll have in this world. That's defined. Ve-zeh shem-yaser atzmo b'kvishat yitzro, so when a person has an affliction because he has to take control of himself, it's a fast day and he's dying to eat, he's dying to take a drink and no one will know. And he's suffering because he takes control of himself. So the Beis Avram says, let's say in heaven they said he has to undergo 20 hours of affliction in this world. When he suffers for doing a mitzvah and says, I'm doing it anyways. So in heaven they take off some of that time. He did some of his time. So then he can take off that time and remain with the time to enjoy. It could be in the physical world, the things that are relatively easy, even though Parnas isn't so easy. But still, that's easy compared to the spiritual accomplishments a person should reach. That's also hard. For a person to connect to Torah and grow and enjoy Torah, doesn't happen easily. For a person to connect to davening, a person to have real pleasure in davening. How many people walk out of shul and say, that was a great davening? How often does that happen? How often does a person say, I can't wait to daven, and walk out of shul and say, ah, I spoke to the Ribbon Shalom. But that's also a form of pleasure if a person does it right. How often does a person walk out of Shabbos and say, that was a spiritual Shabbos? I filled my batteries, I can deal with another world, another week of the mundane. A person might come out and say, I slept well, I ate a good chulent, but did he really have spiritual pleasure? The Mesilat Yesharim says, all the pleasures of the world don't compare to the pleasure of Az Titanag al Hashem. The Sfaridim say this pasuk in the beginning of Shabbos, right? Az Titanag al Hashem, the pasuk in Yeshaya.
But there's a beginning to that pasuk.
Yeah.
That says essentially the
opposite. Karata la Shabbat Oneg?
No, not that one. It says in Pirkei
Avot. I'm quoting a pasuk. Pirkei Avot is a Mishnah.
Oh, you're not.
The pasuk says, אם תשיב משבת רגליך, עשות חפציך ביום קדשי, וקראת לשבת עונג, לקדוש השם מכובד, וחיבתו מעשות רכיך, ממצוא חפציך ודבר דבר, אז תתענג על השם.
Okay.
That's the puzzle. But a person can choose the opposite way. A person can spend his time looking for worldly pleasures. And then he takes off from the mount, he's supposed to have in pleasures. And then what happens? So then whatever bill he's supposed to pay, so to speak, in the suffering in this world, so that remains. So that's what the Beit Avraham writes. And based on that, he wants to quote a whole Hasidish quote here. I don't know how to... He explains it. Okay. He says, when a person takes control of himself, so then he's left with pleasure in the world. When a person loses control and does all his pleasure, he's only left with paying the bill of the darkness in the world. So now let's go back to Yaakov's blessing of Yosef. Yosef's mida is to be the foundation for everyone else's growth in spirituality and the physical world. What was Yosef's blessing? Ben Porat Yosef. Yosef should have charm. That's Yosef's midah, because when a person fixes the midah of Yesod, the foundation, then a person can have charm. Now, Yosef, we can see, this is going to be long. In a nutshell, Yosef was able to fix that when Yosef did not go after Potiphar's wife. Meaning there are different types of charm. Yosef charmed Potiphar's wife. Look. She spent over a decade trying to seduce him every day. Even when he was in prison, he'd come every day, she'd come to prison and try again. And initially, Yosef was interested. Sages say when he came home, he was as interested as she was. He walked through the door, he had the same intentions she did. And then he took control. And when he took control, so then he became a different person. Well, he saw the countenance of his father, and he could have said, get out of here. I'm saying, every time we come to do something wrong, Hashem sends us little reminders along the way, and we have to push them away before we do what's wrong. It says in the beginning of Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, every time a person is going to do something wrong, he'll forget his keys at home, the car won't start. But when a person wants to do something wrong, look at Yosef, you know.
It seems the opposite. Try to do something right, everything goes wrong.
That's also true. That's also true. But even when a person goes to do something wrong, there are little reminders along the way, and a person can choose to ignore them. I don't want to see that. So, if Yosef represents what it means to be righteous in a whole way, which is the foundation for all growth, when a person can say, it's not mine, I can't touch that. What does he tell Potiphar's wife? He says the most basic thing, you're his wife, I can't. See, he's touching the Yesod, he's touching the most fundamental thing in human society. In every level, Yosef touches Yesod, fundamental, on which everything else can grow. So that's the idea of a tzaddik tamim, a tzaddik who's whole. That's Yosef, and that's the chein. Yosef didn't use his chein improperly. He was granted chein that could be used to do everything right. He's also given the blessing of everything above and everything below, because when you have the most basic level that's right, then everything can grow off of that. We sometimes overlook that. How many times are people people say, so what if I cheat a little bit here and I cheat a little bit there, but I'm building something so big. I'm doing something so important. Specifically because you're doing something so important, you got to lay the foundations right. There's a beautiful story about the Rebbe of Chabad. His top secretary says that there was this big donor who came and wanted to give them millions. Now, this goes back a half a century ago. And they needed that money to start the organizations of Chabad, to start their yeshiva. And this organization had agreed to give them a few million dollars. And then when it came time to give the donation, they brought along a contract. And the contract had a few conditions. So the secretary looked over the conditions and said, okay, the Rebbe won't be happy with them, but they don't transgress the Torah. So he brought the contract to the Rebbe, and the Rebbe said, tell them to keep their money. We don't want their donation. So the secretary said, he didn't argue with the Rebbe. Okay, the Rebbe said, fine. So the Rebbe saw that the secretary was, he was basically with a look that said, we need that money, and I don't know where we're going to get it from. So the Rebbe said to the secretary, you have to go through the 39 melachos of Shabbos till you get a donation. Just like when you have to plow a field, and then you have to plant the field, and then you have to harvest the field, and then you have to grind the flour, and then you have to sift the flour. Then you have a whole process before you have bread, right? So the same is true here. So we got an easy donation, but there's something fundamental here that's not right for us, for the educational institution we want to build. Yosef is Yesod because sometimes we overlook the Yesod. Sometimes we take the most fundamental points and we say, I can forgo that because I'm doing something else that's important. Along comes Yosef and says, I'm going to fight for the most fundamental thing. I don't want to touch my master's wife. He wants to, but he takes control over that. Based on that, you can build everything. In order for Yosef to be the one who sustains the world on the physical level and the spiritual level, he has to fix the most basic level. And Yosef has a hard time doing it. It's not easy, but he does it. Once he has that, he can build everything on top of that. That's why Yosef's blessings require a blessing that's so encompassing. Because Yosef's potential for impact and his responsibility to impact involves everything. We're out of time. We're just in the middle of this thought. If you guys will want, then tomorrow we'll try to finish it in tomorrow morning's class.